Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. Takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of James chapter 3, we were talking about being careful not to get carried away with enthusiasm and worshiping God in a worldly manner because it feels good. Let's continue with that today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
When Israel wanted to be like the others, they had a calf in the wilderness made unto God. But that calf was a golden calf. It was an idol. They used religious words, and they made a religious sacrifice, but they ate, drank, and rose up to play. It became sexually wrong, and they were taking their clothes off, which speaks of immodesty. In other words, it was earthly, sensual, and devilish. 3,000 people died as a result, although it was done in the name of God. Now, I think it's very interesting that 3,000 people died that day, and that day was actually the same day as what the Jewish day of Pentecost is. And isn't it interesting that the next time when we get into Acts, we see the day of Pentecost, instead of 3,000 people dying, we see 3,000 people saved. Oh, the difference of the saving gospel of Jesus Christ. My friend, here are these people, and they have a devil spirit in them. This is of the devil. And yet all they did there in the wilderness, they did it in the name of God. Have you noticed today that people wearing less and less clothes to church? Women come into God's house, a place that is to be holy and reverent, with their blouses unbuttoned halfway down, miniskirts, men walking in as though they're getting ready to play baseball, walking in their shorts. And my friend, God's long-suffering can be exhausted, and I believe it will be one day in America if the Lord does not come very soon. And I don't want to be one of the reasons for God's judgment on this place. The lying spirit in Ahab's day affected nearly 400 prophets of God. Micaiah only prophesied the truth. As a matter of fact, a prophet of God struck him for preaching the truth. And I believe those prophets were sincere. They were sincere because it felt good to them. And they based it on their feelings, and their feelings were motivated by a lying spirit. It was a devil spirit that tried to interfere with Daniel's prayer in chapter 10 of Daniel. All these things show earthly, devilish, and sensual. Now, my friend, be careful. Strife and envy hits homes, jobs, and churches. See how Satan works. The music is like the world's. It appeals to the flesh, even if it's what we call good music that is played because it's good. But the words are not scriptural. Well, that's earthly wisdom. You may have very good music, good solid hymn music, but if the words are not scriptural, it's just as bad as the rock music. You see, the devil's as much at home in tuxedo and tails as he is in blue jeans and beads. If dress is immodest, you want the world to think you're cool. You want to be liked and accepted by the world. You parents that allow a daughter to wear those tight clothes or the miniskirt, allowing son to have a beer shirt or a rock star on his wall, is both the opposite of purity and holiness, and it's based on sensuality, the old nature. By the way, if you allow your daughter to dress that way, the guys are going to talk about her the same way your worldly friends talk about certain girls when men's hearts are full of adulteries and vice. And they'll talk about your daughter that way. You see, what we're talking about now doesn't just apply to church. No, this is 24/7, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So often you hear, "But my intentions are not evil." Well, David's intentions weren't evil when they put the Ark of God on an ox cart, but that didn't stop God from slaying Uzzah instantly when he touched it. Although Uzzah's intentions were good as well. So I'm going to church trying to do right. If that is so, then why rebel when true righteousness is given you? When we're talking about kind of music, the kind of dress that you ought to have, the kind of speech you ought to have, the things you ought to do, why then rebel against that if you're trying to do right? You see, the sensual nature wants to do something else to be accepted, and that is earthly, sensual, devilish wisdom that is not from above. Although it still wants to be religious, just like the children of Israel in the wilderness. You see, my friend, scriptures must always be first and foremost. Let us consider some statements that are devilish. That is, they're born by Satan and his minions, but they parade as angels of light. People say, "You got to change." Well, what do they mean? Well, you got to change your worship. You got to change your doctrine. You got to change your standards. I don't know about you, but I'm glad that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I'm glad that the Word of God is preserved, and it endureth forever. I don't want the Word of God to change, although men are working furiously to change it today. And I don't want to change God's. And I want to worship the way He says to worship. One doesn't have to read long into the Bible to see all the judgments that came on Israel for their wrong manner of worship and standards and doctrine. Then you hear the phrase, "Well, other churches are doing it. And if we don't start doing it, we'll lose our youth and our young adults." And often these same people repeat it so much until youth and young adults are beginning to leave. And they will answer to God for that. Oh, I would hate to be in a person's shoes that would use that reasoning and spread that discord in the church and try to break up a church where God's word is being preached and worship is carried out according to the word of God. Then you hear the statement, "Debate is healthy." That is regardless of Romans chapter 1 telling us that debates, it listed in those works of the flesh that goes right along with homosexuality. Then there are those who say, "Well, it doesn't matter where you go to church as long as you go and you're happy and sincere." Romans chapter 16, verse 17 is conveniently ignored. "Now I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which you have learned, and avoid them." Mark them, point them out, he says, name them. Now, my friend, I've heard people say, "Well, at least they're going to church, and they're going to some church that's liberal." I don't say that that's a good thing. I think that's a worse thing. I think I might even rather them not be in church and go to a church where they're not going to be hearing the Word of God, but rather they're going to be hearing false doctrine, false ways, and they're going to be encouraged in worldliness. And they get settled down in their mind about it, their conscience becomes seared, they'll continue in that religion feeling good about themselves, and they'll never repent and get right. No, so I don't get excited about that. And people say, "Well, at least they're going to church." Then I hear the phrase, "They are too doctrinal. They need more love." Well, this one obviously purports to be able to see the heart again, okay? Too judgmental, unloving are words of carnal Christians. You hear somebody use that phrase, they're too judgmental, they're mean-spirited, or they're unloving. Mark it right down, right off the bat. That is a person who is a very carnal Christian. And that's a person, I say that because that's a person that can bring you down. My friend, I don't want you to be brought down by people of that nature. Then you have those that say, holiness is a personal thing. You cannot therefore have standards for a local church. They are legalistic. We are not under the law. You know, some people actually believe that and do not know that Satan has them so very deceived. Hey, if we're not under the law, then why not start taking drugs? Now, what's wrong with drugs? I mean, we're not under the law. And I haven't found anything in the Bible that says not to take drugs. Now, it does tell us not to drink. And there's some other areas it tells us not to do. It tells us against adultery and so forth in the New Testament. But it doesn't really say anything against drugs per se. So wouldn't you just have to admit that and therefore say that, okay, I can smoke marijuana because it's legalistic to say something else? Oh, there's so many ways that we can go with this. A person comes out and starts really saying some words that he should not use. And he says, well, look, that's legalistic. Don't tell me I should not use those words. That's legalistic. You see, people that use those kind of phrases simply don't think. The devil has them deceived. And when your conscience is seared, you can't think well. Then you have those that say, well, all Bibles are the same. I have no idea what all the fuss is about. Well, my friend, the Bible teaches preservation. To say all Bibles preserve the Word of God is like saying there are many ways to heaven as long as you are sincere. Now, there's no difference. There's really no difference. If you think all the Bibles are the same, then you also should, to be consistent, if you're going to be consistent, say, well, then there are many ways to heaven. You see, that's also devilish. It speaks to the central fallen nature of man. It's born of men, not from above. Jesus said that heaven and earth would pass before even one jot or one tittle would pass from the word. In other words, not even a dot of the I or a cross of the T. Now look at James 3:16. He says, for where envying and strife is, there's confusion and every evil work. Now, as we see more of the wisdom of the world that is earthly, sensual, and devilish, we will see that there will always be strife. We'll see that there will be this continuing envy. And when you find envying strife, you'll find confusion. And so that's what he says here. For where envying strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. The word has the idea, the word confusion has the idea of tumult or commotion. It has also the idea of out of place. When families war with one another, when churches have splits and harsh words in their meetings, it is confusion because it will lead to someone who quits going to church altogether. In families, it leads to anger, mistrust, divorce, separation, and not talking to one another. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands.